Mozart's overture, La Clemenza di Tito, starts off the program, and for good reason. That music will be part of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra's opening concert program for the 2020-2021 season. And we're going to explore elements of that season throughout the next hour. My name is Mark Wigmore. Welcome to a special edition of The Oasis, where it's all about the TSO. And over the next 60 minutes, we are receiving a glimpse into the vision of incoming music director Gustavo Gimeno this afternoon. He has set the tone today for his first 5 years with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra by launching a season that personifies his expansive artistic vision, intellectual curiosity, and sense of adventure. Gustavo is driven by a passion for exploring how well-known works in the classical repertoire contrast and illuminate repertoire across various genres and styles. And as we get set for the 99th season, he's offering works of orchestral adventure with classics, of course, that you love. He is the first new music director in 15 years, and he is here to co-host over the next hour. Gustavo Gimeno, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Yeah, thank you very much. Very happy to be in Toronto, and especially for this reason, launching our first season together, 2021.
Really, really exciting. First of all, I've had a look at what you've programmed.
Yeah.
And I think you've done an outstanding job, so congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much.
I was speaking with CEO Matthew Loden from the TSO yesterday, and he was talking about you have to balance it between the familiar, and you also have to push us with adventure and creativity and challenges.
Of course, I'm perfectly aware of some of the pieces of the repertoire which are familiar for the audience,
sure.
Also familiar for musicians, familiar for me, and which are loved also by us.
Yeah.
We do love playing Tchaikovsky Fourth or Rite of Spring or Dvorak's New World Symphony. But this is part of a program, still an open field on the other half of a program of how to combine pieces. And I find very interesting because it's not only about being sensitive to what people enjoy, but I think we can also investigate further to see which other combinations are possible and how to challenge also people and even to offer them things they don't even know and they don't know if they love them, if they enjoy them. I think they will.
Let's talk about that enjoyment because, you know, I'm sure it's a thrill to put together. You have this open canvas of what you can
Indeed.
Do. But at the same time, it's your first season. It's a bit of pressure. So what was that experience? Was it pure joy or did you feel the pressure?
Well, it's interesting that in about the last year and a half, the only thing I did for, let's say, 5-6 months was reading about the orchestra, about the history. Immediate predecessor, not only Sir Andrew Davis, interim music director, but Peter Onjan, I saw many of their programs, and also reading and trying to experience Toronto. Every time I was here, I was, well, talking to people and being open and sensitive to understand what Toronto was and the TSO. So not real thinking about me or programming what would I do. I was not ready for that. I had to sink into the history of the and the context in order to understand as much as and as good as I could. And then I realized I had the space and the ideas started to pop up, you know, and they started to come to my mind and I had started to have a vision of what I think we should do.
I love it. I love that you felt like you needed to feel the city and truly understand the TSO and then make some decisions from there. Let's quickly talk about the opening program, Mozart's La Clemenza di Tito with, you've got a wonderful mezzo-soprano with you, as well as Mahler's Symphony No. 1, and you will celebrate Mahler through the season. So a nice way to begin.
Yes, and in a way very organic, because there is a reason for all those pieces in the program. First of all, it does represent what I've been talking about. It's about contrasts also and about integrating periods and having different, very different composers, having a dialogue in a program and how the audience will experience hearing a Mozart right after a modern work for large orchestra. And I find this fascinating. Not only as performer, but if I was in an audience, I realize I very much enjoyed that. Listening to Mozart, not in an all Mozart program, but right after a new composition. I find that very, very interesting and refreshing.
I'm with you on that.
Mahler being an operatic conductor and having such a important part of his life in Vienna, like Mozart. So in a way it made sense, but as I said, it's very contrasting. I find very refreshing. And then we start indeed a kind of, let's call it, cycle. Mahler will be there every year.
Yeah.
So that will be also developed in next seasons.
I want to get more into that. We are going to get back to the music. You have invited Yo-Yo Ma to be here in 2021.
That's wonderful. I never had the chance to work with him. We only met in Tanglewood a few years ago.
Okay.
And it was very interesting because as soon as he saw me, I knew him, but I didn't know he probably wouldn't recognize me or knew about me. And was the opposite. He said, "Hey, Gustavo, how are you doing?" Very friendly. And he jumped into me and gave me a big hug. To have an artist of his quality and his, you know, we know all about him actually. It's good he will not listen to this, but practically since we are children, he's already a celebrity since so many years ago.
That's true.
So I'm especially thrilled about having this chance to work with him and to have him in my first season. It also shows, I find very supportive from his side.
Very much so. And a multi-Grammy award-winning cellist, he'll be here in June 2021 for the first time in 6 years to perform Elgar's Cello Concerto, conducted by yourself, which is outstanding. Special performance, subscribers will have priority access to purchase tickets to the event and, of course, anticipated to sell out. So here is Yo-Yo Ma. More with TSO Music Director Gustavo Jimeno as we're here co-hosting. He's with me here for the hour. TSO.ca for tickets and info on the 2020-2021 season. The music of Yo-Yo Ma and the world-renowned cellist will be here in Toronto as part of Gustavo Jimeno's 2020-2021 TSO season. The incoming music director is here with me for the hour, and we're going to get into the meat of this new season, which was announced today in just a few minutes. Holst, Dvorak, Tchaikovsky, Stravinsky, Brahms, Shostakovich. So much to get to. Gustavo, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
You're going to be conducting often next season, but you've welcomed a wonderful list of guest conductors. Barbara Hannigan, Jian Zhang will be here. Sir Andrew Davis will be back. Peter Ungian coming back. So you're spreading the wealth around, which is lovely.
Yeah, and also such an important institution, historic institution like the TSO. Relationships are important. The past, the current ones, and also building up new ones. So in that sense, we try to keep everything in balance related to relationships of people who have been very important for the orchestra. But I'm very happy also to introduce some debuts and some artists which are less known for the Torontonians. And
it's always exciting. And we just had a new conductor arrive with the COC in the last month, and it was a very exciting performance for everybody because nobody had seen her. Lovely to have some new faces. And important to premiere material with the TSO as well, right? Let's hear something new. Too much to cover here, but I'm looking through the list. New works from Jennifer Higdon, Steve Reich, the neoclassical composer, the latest from Wynton Marsalis, just won a Grammy. New Canadian repertoire as well. I mean, is there anything that we should be right on our radar as we look through the premieres?
Very difficult to say, because always when you do commissions and when you premiere a new repertoire, you do it with enthusiasm, but you don't know exactly what it's going to be. Yesterday I met some of the Next Generation Composers initiative we are launching also for next season, and I was already curious to see, are you composing and are you thinking of the piece? It was also interesting to hear one of them telling me, no, I'm not yet, I'm listening. I'm listening to music, I have to organize my thoughts.
Sure.
So I felt very identified with this, because that was when I heard about my future as music director of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. Indeed, I also needed that time to think and to discover. But I'm also very happy to have music not only by young Canadians, but also by people who are well-known to our orchestra, like Emily Lebel, who is our affiliate composer, but also Francisco Coy, Spanish composer, who I think you should also get to know, and also to have Canadian premiere, like this music for ensemble and orchestra by Steve Reich.
Right.
And we celebrate also 80th anniversary of Steve Reich.
Yes.
So it's important to have here with us.
One of my favorites whenever he comes up on the playlist. Always interesting to hear what he gets up to. And Wynton Marsalis with this very fascinating, almost Gershwin-esque sort of piece that he's put together, the violin concerto with Nicholas.
So to say, in a way, it's like Mahler did with symphonies. He wanted an entire world to be part of a symphony.
Yeah.
And in a way, you feel like you want an entire world also to be part of a season, but that's, in a way, impossible.
It is pretty hard to do.
But I'm very happy to feel young and to know there are some years also in the future coming up. So we will cover many different composers, but always bringing new music and developing talent and Canadian talent will be one of our joys.
Gustavo Gimeno is the incoming music director with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. His first full season as programmer is under the microscope this hour here on The Oasis. We'll get back to the music and the 2020-2021 season in moments. A little pop music from cellist Sheku Kanamason, who's on top of the world right now with his new Elgar CD, topping pop charts as well as classical charts, and he will be here as part of the TSO's 2020-21 season. And with me right now, and he's been here for the whole hour, incoming music director Gustavo Gimeno. Great to be with you. This has been fun.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And you're going to continue with the 250th birthday celebrations of Beethoven and a special Spanish program celebrating your home. So a couple other things to look forward to.
Yeah, and Spain could easily become something very cliche, which I, in a way, try to avoid. Nevertheless, some of the most popular tunes of Spanish music, not the bolero, will not be there, but...
Very boring for the drummer.
But but very tricky, so the drummer and might the also enjoy not having it for that week.
Yeah.
But... You know, probably the most famous tune is from the second movement, Concierto de Aranjuez, for guitar. And I'm also very happy that Juan Manuel Cañizares is not only a classically trained guitar player, he has been working together with Paco de Lucía, a very famous guitar player in Spain, in a way, the father of guitar flamenco playing. So it's the ideal choice for such a piece, which is such a mix between classical and typical Spanish and flamenco music. In the same program, Manuel de Falla. You cannot skip Manuel de Falla. He's a wonderful, wonderful composer.
Comes up in our repertoire all the time.
I was also very curious. For example, a Spanish March by Johann Strauss. Who knows this piece? Very few people often, or at least not often programmed. I was very curious about how others non-Spanish composers would approach the subject of Spain, but also missing the chance of having some Spanish new music performed. I thought it would be really a pity. That's why we have a North American premiere also including this program in the piece Aqua Cinerea by Francisco Coy.
Well, I'm just looking here. What's going to be the date for that Spanish program?
It's beginning of, I think it's January.
January. 2021.
I think it's the first concert, my first concert of the new year. That's what I think now, at least.
I think we should put that in our calendars because I think it's going to be a special night.
We'll try to make every night as special,
yes.
Routine is an enemy for music making, and I hope that every single night, Spanish or Austrian or Russian, it will be a wonderful evening. That's what we are going to try to give to our audience.
Gustavo Gimeno is with me until top of the clock. TSO.ca for full info and season announcements, and we'll get to more with the maestro in just moments. You're with The Oasis. First Symphony. It's also part of the TSO Masterworks Highlights of 2020-21, and the new season was programmed by incoming music director Gustavo Gimeno, and he is currently the music director of the Orchestra Philharmonique du Luxembourg. He'll be officially landing in the Big Smoke next season for a 5-year term that will make him the TSO's 11th music director starting in the orchestra's 99th season. He is one of the most sought-after conductors in the world. Vienna, the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra, Sweden, the Netherlands. He makes home in Amsterdam when he can get there these days. The LA Philharmonic, Houston, Seattle, London, so many others. He's here with me in studio previewing the just announced TSO season. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you here. Wonderful list of masterworks. Mahler, obviously, we talked about earlier, that's going to be happening season after season. Shostakovich, Tchaikovsky, Elgar. What are you saying about this Masterworks group? You touched on it a little earlier. We want to make sure that there's these touchstones there that we know as an audience.
And actually, you know, it's also, we are talking about pieces of music which are historic, well-known for audiences, obviously for our orchestra, but I am very curious myself to do them with the TSO.
Right.
I've done them before with other orchestras. But to dig into them in the Roy Thomson Hall with the culture of playing of our orchestra, And now I can say our orchestra. I've been looking forward to this moment a few months, a year and a half even. And I'm also very curious to do those pieces which I love, which are close to my heart, with them. And let's see because what happens, because you can have a very determined idea about a piece, but then when you have human beings in front of you or players who bring something their own, and you're also very curious about how that influences me and my ideas. So this is, of course, sideways, you know.
That is the organic part of working with an orchestra. Everyone is a little different and
absolutely.
It's your job to harness that.
Absolutely. And you have some clear ideas, but some others are transformed in the middle of rehearsals because you also adjust to what's sounding and what's existing. And in a way, you have the responsibility of preserving the qualities of an orchestra, but here and there you also wonder which adjustments could be made, which improvements which should be made, and always, of course, we should always search for excellence in order to preserve also those qualities.
Any particular piece you're looking forward to out of that list I just mentioned? Brahms, Shostakovich, Bruckner, Elgar, so much to get to, Tchaikovsky, Stravinsky, Mozart.
You know, yes, the very first one.
Okay.
And after the first one, then I will focus about the second one.
Right.
And we'll go step by step.
Right.
But for sure, Mahler first. I'm very much looking forward. And I've also very consciously, I knew I was coming two times this season, but I was also consciously not programming Mahler because it's something I want to do when I'm music director and I wanted to get to know the orchestra even better. But indeed, I kind of postponed Mahler for that one first evening of 2021.
Let's talk about Verdi's Rigoletto.
Yeah.
Very exciting what you've done here. Joel Ivany, friend of this program, currently directing Hansel and Gretel with the COC. Of course, he's from Against the Grain Theater here in Toronto, a very adventurous opera creator. Mm-hmm. And so tell me a little bit about this decision to make this happen.
Well, someone also introduced me to Joel Ivany, and I saw some of his work, and then we met a few months ago, and from the beginning I had a very good feeling, and then we started talking about it, also that we had very good chemistry, feels like the right partner. I think the program in vocal music, but also embracing some of the pieces which are important part of the history, operatic repertoire, I think is not only very good for our audience, and they are going to love it. Already yesterday, we listened to in a private presentation to Queen Kelsey, who is going to be our Rigoletto, performing a very short bit of the opera.
I was hiding in the background.
I was there to experience it.
It's fascinating.
Very moving, and then you feel like, oh my God, I really want to hear to the rest of this. This is going to be wonderful.
That's what I felt too.
Of course, it's strange for me to say because I'm not objective. I will be conducting it. But yesterday, I was listening to him. I was part of the audience. I was able to realize this is such a wonderful piece of music. Our audience should also listen to the greatest opera pieces. And having that in, I think, our hall allows that. The Roy Thomson Hall has the possibilities also to give a different look at it. And the orchestra is highlighted in a different way than in the opera pit. But also, I think it's going to be an experience we should try to challenge ourselves and our audience by doing opera. It's a great chance to, not only for us, but also for the audience, but it's also for a symphonic orchestra who doesn't happen to play opera often.
Right.
It's a very healthy thing to do. Not only very enjoyable, but it's important to work with singers and to have a different role than playing a Bruckner symphony.
Yeah,
it's
true.
And I think it's healthy and very enjoyable, and I think we will get a lot from it.
Verdi's Rigoletto, and that will be a big show for sure. For me, often the real treat of the season launch is seeing who your soloists that you're bringing in are going to be. A real treasure trove here. My goodness, Grammy Award winner as of a couple weeks ago, Nicola Benedetti, Canadian Grammy Award winning violinist James Ennis. You've got Daniel Trifonoff will be here, Karina Gauvin, and two young superstars, pianist Víkingur Ólafsson and cellist Sheku Kanna-Mason. And you're spoiling us, Gustavo. This is such a great group.
Well, I feel very fortunate indeed to be surrounded by such great musicians, mm-hmm. you know. So you see, we have also already existing relationships with older or younger generations already. Víkingur Ólafsson was already here a couple of seasons ago.
Right.
So
he's the talk of the town, that kid.
Really?
Gramophone Artist of the Year. I mean,
yeah,
pretty
indeed.
Incredible.
And we worked together before in Stockholm a couple of years ago. We got so good along. I very much admire what he does. And we are both looking forward to get on stage together again. And, you know, it's like we had a few months ago another pianist for the first time, Beatrice Rana, also from the same generation. So we are indeed enjoying very much the existing relationships and working on the future.
And Sheku is on the pop charts right now, so.
Yes, and, yeah, well, I'm very, very happy he will be there. And yeah. I didn't have the chance to work with him yet, but I'm very happy that he will be here with the TSO.
Let's continue. We're going to hear from this very exciting performer who will be here with the TSO in 2020-2021. Incoming music director Gustavo Jimeno is with me for the hour to celebrate the season launch, which is today. Day, and you don't want to miss this man in concert. It is Sheku Kanamason with The Oasis. Icelandic sensation and gramophone artist of the year, Víkingur Ólafsson with Bach, and he will be here in Toronto as part of the 2020-21 TSO season, and we're celebrating this hour with incoming Toronto Symphony Orchestra music director Gustavo Jimeno, and you're here for just another couple minutes. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Your artist in residence, Sammy Musa. Tell me about Sammy, just a young guy, a Canadian, and he's going to be doing a whole bunch of different things.
Young guy, Canadian, very talented, and I was very interested about his work. Few people I know spoke to me about him, and I listened to his music, and I had a strong intuition. Plus, I had the feeling he was not so well known in Toronto.
Right.
And I thought that cannot be, that we have to do something about it, we have to change that. So
Quebec has its own ecosystem sometimes. they have their own economy of entertainment and arts there.
Yeah, but he's also, I talked to him and he's so thrilled. You know, he's,
I bet.
The very first piece of the season, it's a piece by him. It's a very popular piece. The other composers, young composers I know, told me about this piece, Crimson, which will be the first piece of the season. But he's also going to compose his second symphony, so he's going to compose for the TSO, and he's also going to conduct the orchestra and one of his pieces. So he's
going to be conducting Wagner as well, isn't he?
As well, yeah. But it's also he curated this program.
Okay.
In conversation with me and with the artistic vice president of the orchestra. But we were in dialogue about this, but it was also his idea, his proposals, and we think it's a very good idea. And I think it's also consistent with our way of programming. We have something his own and a new repertoire, but Wagner there is a combination he really loves, but also Dvorak in the same program, and it's a piece which is close to his heart. He has conducted in other orchestras, and it's absolutely wonderful music, so a good palette.
Sammy Musa, the artist in residence with the TSO next season. Subscription packages and benefits, you can learn more about them at tso.ca, and there are some early bird pricing availabilities for you through March 6th. You can also get in on Yo-Yo Ma a little early when you subscribe and become part of the TSO family. Gustavo, just wonderful to be with you over the last hour, and congratulations on this. I think you should be really proud of what you put together.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here and very much looking forward to start the season and, of course, to be performing for the audience in Toronto. And thank you for having me here today.
We are the benefactors. Thank you. And it is the New Classical FM. Let's get to Wagner.